In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly King, Paraclete, Spirit of Truth, you who are everywhere present and fill all things, treasury of all that is good, Master of life, come, dwell within us, cleanse us from all stain, and save our souls, O good one. Mary, cause of our joy, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're going to be looking now at the fourth Sunday of Advent, which is this year, 23rd of December. So tomorrow will be, when this happens, the next day is already Christmas Eve. I want to discuss, before we actually look at the text, the notion of mystery. We've spoken about this before, and I want to just return to it. Father Raymond Brown wrote his doctorate on this notion at Johns Hopkins years ago, and his very valuable work allows us to show that this notion of mystery means God's plan revealed. I'm going to give you some examples of this. It's the interior dimension of an event. For instance, suppose you and I are at a cocktail party. I may have given this example before, I forgot now. And I say to you, did you see that Smith just walked across the room and went over and shook hands with Jones? Jones took Smith's hand in both of his own and they smiled. And you say, okay, so what's so great about that? And I say, Smith and Jones have been enemies for 12 years. All of a sudden, the interiority of that event opens up to you. And I'm your little prophet. I know the significance of that event, and I unfold it for you. You see, it's got an interior dimension to it that requires penetration, other knowledge. That comes through the Holy Spirit. That's why we speak of the mysteries of the Rosary. All those events plumbed to their depth. It'll be particularly apt today to look at this because the Gospel is one of the mysteries of the Rosary, the Visitation. What is that? What is the depth of it? So we're going to start looking now at some of these notions. This is a quote from Jean Lacroix. He wrote a book called History and Mystery in French, Histoire et Mystère. Mystery, this I'm quoting now, mystery is that which opens up temporality. It's an event. It's something in history, you see? It opens it up and gives it its depth. It is that which introduces a vertical dimension into history. It makes of it a time of revelation and of unveiling. God's act in history are all mysteries, and we have to plunge their depth. Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary in Bethlehem. Okay, fine. You've just recounted a fact. You haven't unfolded for me the mystery at all. So Augustine has this wonderful phrase, audivimus, we've heard, I'm looking for you now, yeah. And audivimus mysterium, Audivimus historiam, inquiramus mysterium. We've heard the narrative, now let's penetrate to its mystery. Or again, commenting on the psalm, it is in the very fact itself, and not only in what is said about the fact, that we ought to seek the mystery. What does that imply? That words mediate the reality to us, not just a description. The words mediate reality. Behind that is a whole understanding of the act of knowledge, which will be more than we're going to go on to say right now. So there are many biblical texts. I'll give you one, Mark 4:11. To you is granted the mystery of the kingdom of God, God's plan as revealed. But to those who are outside, everything comes in parables. It takes a divine light to penetrate a fact and understand its mystery, particularly when the actor in that fact is divine. All of Jesus' acts are what are called I'm trying to think of the word right now. It's not theophoric, but that would do. It's it means both man and God. You see? It's the act of both man and God. Therefore, its depths are infinite. That's what the liturgy is all about, okay? In De Verbum, which is from the Vatican II, the economy of revelation comes about by events and words that are intrinsically connected between themselves. The way that the words mediate the event opens up its mystery. And so that's what's being said. This is a long quote from Henri de Lubac, but it's very valuable. Since Christian mysticism develops through the action of the mystery received in faith. Mysticism, mystery, okay? And the mystery is the incarnation of the Word of God revealed in Scripture. Christian mysticism is essentially an understanding of the holy books. This makes it so different than all the popular, you know, cosmic mysticisms and all that are being peddled all over the place, because these come as the reality mediated by Scripture is opened up for you by the Holy Spirit. See, the mystery is their meaning. Mysticism is getting to know that meaning. Thus, one understands the profound and original identity of the two meanings of the word mystique that in current French usage seems so different because we've separated in order to analyze them. The mystical or spiritual understanding of Scripture and the mystical or spiritual life are in the end one and the same thing. What the mystics understand is the reality mediated by Scripture. So you find people nowadays trying sometimes to bypass Scripture in order to be real mystics, whereas the great mystics of old all got their insight from Scriptures, from the Holy Spirit opening them up. So I just want now to give you a few texts. This is St. Leo talking about the mystery as it's present in the liturgy. All those things which the Son of God both did and taught for the reconciliation of the world, we know not only in the account of things now past, but we also experience in the power of works which are present. Meaning there, not only Scripture there, but the sacraments as well. I'm going to read you one more. For although it is always the same Savior, the same Jesus, pursuing the same work of our sanctification, each mystery of the life of Christ, however, is a fresh manifestation of Christ for us. Each has its own special beauty, its particular splendor, and likewise its own grace. The fathers of the Church speak more than once of what they call the vis mysterii, the power of the mystery, okay, and its signification. Each of Christ's mysteries, representing a state of his sacred humanity, thus brings us to a special participation in his divinity. That's what the liturgy is all about. It's the presentation of the mysterion. That's why right after the consecration, we articulate the heart of the mystery. The priest says, the mystery of faith, and we say, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. All of Christ, all of time, covered by the Lord Christ. And so, what we're doing as we try to analyze this is to see and penetrate as far as we can into the depth of these events. A little example of Smith and Jones. If you and I were at the cross and Jesus was hanging on that cross. And I turned to you and I said, you see that tortured criminal hanging on the cross there? Yes. That is the salvation of the world. I would be unveiling for you what's going on in that very flesh and blood reality that's historical. That's mystery. And so it's very important for us to try to get that. I'm going to move on now to look in at specifics, okay? The mystery that we will be looking at when we get there is, as I said already, the visitation. Mary, you know, carrying Jesus in her womb. The new covenant, coming in haste over the hill country to arrive at Elizabeth's home and greet Elizabeth, who is the old covenant. And the minute that this greeting reaches her ears, she leaps, the infant in her womb leaps for joy. Now, penetrate that. You can't get to the depth of it, but you can get much closer if, even when you're saying the rosary, you pay attention. And ask the Mother of God, who plumbs these things in their depths, to open them up for you so that you understand and steady on. That's the whole purpose of the liturgy. That to open that up, not only so that we hear it and understand it with our spirit, we take it into our very flesh in the bread and wine that's now the body and blood of Christ. That's why, right after the consecration, as I've said, we already say, Mysterium Fidei, the mystery of faith. Christ, and what is it summed up? What is this act of God by which the world has been saved? Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. And that's the mystery. And so you see, it's very important that we understand what meditation is. The Pope, for instance, when he's talking about in his encyclical on the rosary, said, if you want to really pray the rosary, as you come to each mystery, turn your heart and mind over to Mary, who understands these things in their depth. She sees God. She understands now, in a way impossible to us, the real significance of those events that are commemorated in those 20 mysteries. And there are many of others. Everything in our Lord's life is a mystery. It's a work of a theandric, it's a theandric work. That was the word I was trying to think of before. Theandric act. Theos, God, anir, man. A theandric act. So that's why, as I say, if you and I were standing at the cross and I pointed there and I said, there is the salvation of the world, you would have access to that reality if you believed me and yielded to that and let the Holy Spirit open up your heart and mind. That is mystery. And so the heart of liturgy is mystery.